Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. If you are trying to get a handle on your debt, it can be a lot of no. No, you can't buy that. No, you can't travel there. No, no, no. And this can feel really restrictive for people, so much so that sometimes they just give up in despair. So how can we meet our financial goals without feeling this way? Financial therapist Eric Wasserman uses something called a financial yes plan, and she is here to tell us how it works and how it might enable you to change your mindset when it comes to money. Erica joins us from Florida. Hello there.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to say yes.
Right? I know you're so excited. No. Okay. I watched your video on YouTube about this. You literally have more energy than me, which I have never said in my entire life. So tell me, what exactly is a financial yes plan?
Yes, you can have a car. Yes, you can go on vacation. See, that's the excitement about yes. it. We want to get excited about the things that we're going to do in life and enjoy in life. And yes, you could do it. Now, is it going to be all at the same time? Well, there's where the no comes in, right? Mm. You're not going to buy a new car and go on vacation at the same exact time. So the yes plan focuses on what you really want to do. And when you start focusing in a positive way and changing your mindset of getting excited about something, well, guess what? The dopamine in your brain starts getting excited too. And when you start checking off things, small wins, you want to keep after it and go after it and yes, get to your goal, which is what a yes plan is all about. We spend so much of our time with budgets or constrictions. I think of budgets as like diets, right? Mm-hmm. So the more you like diet, the more you want to rebel. And the same time with budgets, you're like, oh, I'm just going to treat myself here. Well, let's just shift that mindset to say, yes, we're going to buy that car. Yes, we need $10,000 to do it. And yes, we're going to do it by the end of the year.
Some of our listeners are having a great deal of difficulty listening to what you are saying for very practical and real reasons, in that they look at the amount of debt that they have outstanding and it's 15 grand on a credit card and it's another 15 grand on a home equity line of credit. And it to them would feel like a very, very long path before they could say yes with any credibility. What do you say to them?
Financial mistakes, if we want to call them, right? Financial decisions that you made in the past, everything is fixable. So build your yes plan for it. Start off with one that bothers you the most. So if it's your credit card debt that bothers you the most, the one that's on, you know, your Visa card that you got in university, right? Start with that one and then understand, why does it bother you so much? Does it bother you because you spent it on a, I don't know why, right? You were in university. Yeah. Who knows what you spent it on, you know, but figure out why it bothers you so much. Why does that debt sit in the back of your head and bother you? And when you get to why it hurts so much or annoys you so much, then that's where you find that passion, that drive to pay it off. Because once you put that behind you, you're then able to move to your next step, your next yes plan. So this isn't a one and done plan. This is a work in progress for the rest of your life. You're just going to keep moving to different yeses.
You and I are 100% aligned on the importance of shifting mindset. Let's say that the practitioner of the yes plan successfully shifts the mindset. What happens after that? When the rubber hits the road, what are some of the actions that one takes once that mindset has been shifted?
I'm going to give you three things. The first one is get a vision for what it looks like. So if it's paying off that credit card, take a picture, you know, or get a picture cutting up a credit card and put that up on your front door, on your lock screen, you know, so visualize what it's going to look like, or the car that you want to buy, right? Picture what it is, get the vision there. Most of us are visual learners. I know I am. The other thing is, I want you to practice how to say no to things. Mm. And I don't mean like, no, I can't do that. But when you're in the workplace and it's somebody's birthday, right? But you don't really know that person. And they're like, hey, we're all chipping in, you know, for cake or whatever. How do you say no politely?
And what's the answer to that? How do you say no politely?
You know, there's various different ways.
I'm vegan. I can't eat that cake. No, I hate them. They're a horrible coworker. I am not contributing to their cake.
Well, you could go that route too, you know, or just, I don't know Bobby that well. I'll pass him in the hallway and say, you know, happy birthday. There's different ways, but that takes practice, right? And so practice with some of your friends or coworkers to begin with on how to say no to things. Also, how to say yes. So yes, personally, I love live music. But if I'm building a yes plan for something, that means maybe my live music is the free concerts in the park this summer versus traveling to go see my favorite band in concert. And I say this summer because it's a this summer. It's not a I'll never see them ever again because I'm always going to be in debt mindset. It's right now I'm working on my yes plan. Yes, I'm going to get there by listening to live music in the park.
You had a third tip there. There was the physicalness of putting something on your door, practicing saying no. What was number three?
Well, I was going to say saying yes. So we could put no and yes together because the last one I'm going to say is start thinking of your financial boundaries. This is such a great one. We could talk forever on, but my neighbor asked to borrow my car the other day. Is that a financial boundary? What happens if she breaks my car or gets into an accident? That's my most expensive thing that I own, right? So is my financial boundary, I don't lend things over $1,000.
What did you do? Did you loan her your car?
I actually did not.
And how did that fall out of your mouth?
What fell out of my mouth was I'm not comfortable loaning anybody my car as it an expensive vehicle for me.
And how did she
respond?
I just
have a rule. That's my boundary, right? Some people say, I don't eat dairy, right? I don't loan my car.
How did your neighbor respond when you said that?
That was it. You know, okay, that's my boundary.
Right.
That's, you know, and she probably asked somebody else or, hey, I'm headed that direction. I can take you there. Or I can pick up something at the store for you, but I don't lend my car to anybody.
Right. Right. Got it.
The same thing with money. Hey, can you borrow me money? I'm short this month. Over $100, I don't lend money. It's just a boundary that I have. But we really haven't taken time to think about what our financial boundaries are.
What is the hardest part in your experience working directly with clients for them in adopting this new, call it new philosophy? Maybe that's a phrase that works.
Everybody wants immediate results. And I'll relate this to dieting. I want to lose 20 pounds. That's like saying, I want to save $10,000, right? By shifting the mindset, my suggestion and coaching is start small. I want to lose a pound a week. I want to save $500 a month, right? So by making them bite-sized, small goals, you're going to obtain them faster and keep wanting to keep with the goal, right? With that mindset, with that excitement, with the dopamine hitting, with the encouragement. If I waited to celebrate losing 20 pounds, gosh, we're going to be here a few years, right? But if we celebrate, if we got excited over losing a pound a week, you know, I'm going to keep the momentum going. The same way with your finances. Don't set these big lofty goals. Make them obtainable and bite-sized to keep you going.
It is the financial yes plan. Erica, I want to give you the last word. What is the number one thing you want to ensure that our listeners are left with on this point?
I want you to know that yes, you can do this. Yeah. Yes, it is obtainable. And yes, if you set your mind to it, you can figure this out. And if you can't, there's so many resources that are out there that are willing to help you. Bruce, you're there. I'm here. Mm-hmm. And so many others that yes, you can do this. Go make your yes plan and get it done.
Oh my God. Did you cheer in college?
No, but should it be my my adult career?
It should totally. There's this movie about older people who go back and learn how to cheer. I saw the trailer for that movie and I thought, I never cheered in college, but I think I could do that as long as I didn't have to lift anything, because that would throw.
I was just going to say, will you be my stunt partner? I don't know if I lift you lift me, or we both.
We will have the energy for all the 20-year-olds. They can do the stunts, but we will cheer like no one's business. Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Erica Wasserman is a financial therapist, and she joined us today to talk about the financial yes plan. It is hard to find someone as high energy as me. I found her. She's here.